everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, your first big sale for 2019 from Superior Livestock is Bellringer 32, 9th and 10th of January, live from the Embassy Suites Stapleton in Denver, Colorado. You can see it on Dish Network Satellite Channel 998, SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 Central Time. The actual auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head, 29,500 yearling steers, 16,800 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves, and about 2,500 head of bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on the specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. You can view the full catalog on the website. And of course, sale day, you can participate in the auction at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's Bellringer 32, live from Denver, Colorado. Remember, friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, strong buyer support quickly moved back into the cattle complex today with triple-digit gains holding in feeder cattle markets, while firm underlying support started to develop in the live cattle trade. Corn markets were lower today in live trade, with March corn futures about 1 cent lower, the Dow Jones 215 points higher, NASDAQ up 104 points. In live cattle today, moderate gains quickly moved into the complex as traders were seemingly backing away from the market pressure seen last week. Nearby contracts, though, holding gains of 70 to 85 cents per hundredweight, with front month February futures leading the complex higher with an 85 cent gain. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 58 cents higher in select and down 50 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 71 total loads. In feeder cattle, triple digit gains quickly flooded back into the cattle trade. This added some additional buyer interest in all markets, which may spark some additional price gains throughout the week. Nearby feeder cattle trade, though, trading at $1 to $1.30 per hundredweight higher, with the most aggressive support seen in front month January contracts. Very little technical market changes were seen throughout the complex, with early 2019 volatility seemingly sparking additional trade uncertainty. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade narrowly mixed and a penny lower for the day. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher, which has us in the middle of our 6 cent trading range. Trade is higher due to noted follow-through chart buying, outside market help, and a few South American weather concerns. Meal up $3 at midday, with soybean oil down 5 to 10 points. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 3 cents lower, with limited follow-through buying that has been disappointing to wheat bulls. The weekly wheat export inspections were only 260,134 tons. Outside markets lightly supportive, but the upside momentum from last week just has not held, which seems to have a weaker tone.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.